We've spoken about the drug ice for the last couple of years on this program, and unfortunately, things aren't improving out there in society.
I think it's fair to say it's probably getting worse, Dits.
Yeah. A new idea. When I say new idea, this was first mooted, a long time ago now, with heroin injecting rooms. Dr. Alex Wodak is the president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation. He's now suggesting we have ice ingestion rooms, and they're talking about it here in South Australia as well. He joins us now. Dr. Wodak, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've done a tour of Europe, I'm led to believe, in recent times, and had a good look at this. What were your findings?
Well, I think the most impressive finding was how far Europe is moving down the road of drug law reform, taking it seriously and making progress, benefiting drug users, their families and their communities. And the police are very happy with what's happening in Western Europe. We were blown away by what we saw in Bern, the capital of Switzerland, and in Frankfurt and Berlin in Germany. And they're not what you'd normally regard as progressive or enlightened parts of the world, but they are very, very pragmatic on this issue.
Is it about are these rooms and this program, is it about getting people off ice, or is it just about getting them away from society and putting them in a safe place to use the drug?
Well, it's really about trying to get a very disadvantaged population some help. These are people who go to these centres, who are often homeless, have severe mental illness, severe physical illness. If you can't jump up to these people and get them to stop all drug use on the spot, you have to work with them over time. And they do that, but you can only do that if you've got some contact with those people. And they certainly do go to those rooms in Europe. There are about 90 of these places all over the world. Most of them are in Europe. And they're very good at attracting these people and engaging them. And they also teach them employment skills, try and get them back in the job market. Big emphasis on social reintegration, which is also important. Mm. But of course, when they're at the centre, then you can work on them and try and get them to have their health looked at, go to drug treatment, get some assistance, sort out their housing problems. You can't do that if you have zero contact with them. And that's what the purpose of this would be in places like Adelaide, but also across the whole country. Get these people, and it's good for not only for the people who use drugs, also good for the local residents, local business operators. And we spoke to police in two of those places, in Bern and in Frankfurt, the local police who are in charge of drug policy, and they were very happy with it, and they told us the community liked what had happened.
How's it been with heroin injecting rooms? Has that been viewed by most people as a successful venture?
Yes, the literature on this, the sort of scientific research, is very positive. The King's Cross Centre was evaluated independently over a dozen times, and each of the evaluations was very positive. None of the evaluations found any significant negative. It's been a huge success, and you have to wonder why it is still, after 16 years, the only one in the country. Oh. And the reason is because we look at everything connected with drugs through the prism of law enforcement. We've got to stop doing that. It is a health and social problem. And if we start doing that, we will start to be much more flexible about things like drug consumption rooms.
Now, I'm reading here in a release, South Australian Network of Drug and Alcohol Services Executive Director Michael White has said that he doesn't want ice ingestion rooms in South Australia. He says the dynamics here are very different to other states where they have areas of concentrated use. Any idea why he would say that?
I presume he would say that because he doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
I think if he hopped on a plane and saw what I had seen with my own eyes, heard with my own ears, he would change his views.
Okay. And just my final question is, who would pay for this? I presume you would want it would be a government scheme. Is that correct?
It would be a government scheme, but remember that these centres save more than they cost.
Right.
So they reduce hospital admissions, they reduce ambulance call-outs, and all of those things are quite expensive. And you don't have to prevent too many hospital admissions, too many ambulance call-outs to pay for the centre in itself. And look, we have a bias here, let's admit it. We drop gold bars on on law enforcement whenever they want anything to do with drugs. And the return to the taxpayer is minimal. Mm. And nobody says a new jail is going to cost $60 million. I'm not in favour of it. Where's the return on investment? Well, there is a return on investment with these drug consumption rooms. It's time we looked at it that way.
All right. Interesting point of view. Dr. Alex Wodak, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
He is the president of the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation. What do you think, Roo?
Well, you got to respect someone who goes to the front line and has a look in other parts of the world and see if it isn't working. I think what the bloke was saying, our drug use isn't as concentrated, he's probably referring to the fact that King's Cross, is he mean concentrated in terms of there's a lot of druggies in one area in King's Cross, whereas ours is perhaps spread out. I mean, we've got a Hindley Street, but I don't know whether that's going to be much higher use than anyone else, but... It's not working, is it?
No.
What we're doing at the moment. No. Like, that's what I keep saying. If we're worried about it, we've got to do something different. Otherwise, we're not going to get a different result.
And prisons full of people that have committed crimes as a result.
Mm.
Yeah.